Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. I see questions coming in for dietitian Louise Reynolds, who's going to be speaking about vitamins and minerals, the ones that we really need and the ones we shouldn't bother about. So if you do have any questions to add to my list, 51551 is the text number, and Louise will be with us a little bit later on this hour. Now though, the British gambling company William Hill has been hit with a record £19.2 million fine by the UK gambling regulator. Three businesses owned by that company will pay the sum for widespread and alarming social responsibility and anti-money laundering failures. That's according to the UK Gambling Commission. Now, failures identified, including allowing one customer to open a new account and spend £23,000 within 20 minutes without any checks. I'm joined on the line by Aaron Rogan, news correspondent at the Business Post. And Aaron has written about the gambling sector in great detail in recent years. Aaron, thanks very much for joining us and good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell us a little bit about the background to this. How did we arrive at this point of a record fine?
So William Hill, we knew they were being investigated because they were recently bought by 888, which is an international gambling group that has a Dublin office. During the sales process for that, they were originally going to pay $2.2 billion for William Hill, but then it actually got revised down to $1.95 billion because they were aware of a significant investigation by the UK gambling regulator. And that investigation centres on the months, and I think these are important. So it was May 2020 to October 2021. Which was a period, obviously, of lockdown and restriction. And there was a lot of concern generally about people gambling a bit more, drinking a bit more, being a bit less healthy at that time of the lockdown. So during that period, there was 331 customers who were able to gamble with WilliamHill.com who had actually self-excluded from one of the other companies in William Hill's groups. So gamblers are able to self-exclude when they feel that they're either spending too much time or too much money gambling. They can write to the operator or click a box on their account that says, don't let me bet anymore. So people had done that with MrGreen.com. And then when they went to open an account with William Hill, they were able to do so despite having already told the company they didn't want to gamble.
So they were excluded from the Mr. Green site, but then when they went to another William Hill site, they could go ahead.
Yeah, so they're supposed to link up, obviously, everyone in the group and other gambling operators that have numerous brands under their group would do that. But there was a failure here, obviously, for those 331 customers. And then some of the other findings, they're fairly spectacular. As you mentioned, there was a new account that lost £23,000 in 20 minutes. Another one opened a new account, spent £18,000 in 24 hours. Another customer spent £32,500 over 2 days with no checks. There was no interventions by anyone in the company to say, why are you betting so much? There was seemed to be no internal flagging of these customers losing large amounts quickly. There was one customer who lost £14,000 in 70 minutes.
And do we know what they were doing? Were they betting on sports or were they using the casino? Do we get that detail?
We have some details of it. There's not an exact breakdown of each one, but we would have known that if it was from May 2020 to October 2021, for a large period of that, there wouldn't have been a whole lot of sport to bet on. So it was likely that it was online casino games and online slot machines.
So what's William Hill had to say this morning about this?
Well, William Hill, through their new owners, 888, have said that they were aware of this investigation and that these failings relate to a time under a previous management, that they're completely compliant now or committed to improving compliance standards and that they'll continue to work with the regulator.
Well, they've accounted for the fine, the new owners, because as you explained to us earlier, they reduced the amount they were willing to pay for William Hill by over a billion.
Not quite over a billion, but about 300 million. They also set aside, their latest accounts shows that they set aside £15 million for this impending fine. Now, it was a bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. But it's unlikely to cause them too much pain, would you say?
Well, I can certainly say that because if you look at 888's earnings for last year, it was around £315 million for the year. So the fine equates to about 4 days of earnings. Mm-hmm. That's not a huge sum. The other thing is that The Gambling Commission said they seriously considered suspending their license, which would obviously be, you know, a very significant intervention and could lead to other regulators around the world taking action against William Hill and their companies as well. But it's a record fine, but how how much of an impact it'll have on William Hill's operations going forward.
And tell me, did the regulator explain why it didn't suspend the licence?
I think it was, they didn't explain why, but I'd say it's probably because there's new management now. So it would be a feeling that we're punishing the new management for the failures under a previous management. Mm-hmm. But it certainly sets down a marker that if William Hill or anyone in the William Hill group makes failures like this again, that the suspension will probably be imminent.
And does this set a precedent, Aaron, would you say, for when Ireland's gambling regulators' work gets up and running?
Well, it should. That's due to get up and running at some stage this year. And through my reporting, I'd often speak to people who've either there's someone with the gambling addiction in their family, or they themselves have lost a significant amount of money during a period of compulsive gambling. And they've written to either the companies or the gambling regulator in the UK and said, you know, consider my case. And they're plainly told, you're not in our jurisdiction, so you don't have any of the protections that people in our jurisdiction get from regulation. So that's obviously quite frustrating for people, because they're going, why am I being treated to someone, you know, someone using the exact same product not very far away?
Mm-hmm. And the legislation governing regulation is going through the Dáil, isn't it? Going through the Oireachtas now.
It is, yeah. So it's expected that the gambling regulatory authority of Ireland will be established this year. The regulator herself has been appointed already, and the budget of 3.3 billion has been assigned. So it's not a box ticking exercise, but obviously it's an important part of the legislation going through the Dáil. But there's a wide amount of agreement about what that law will look like.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary story, Aaron. Thank you for explaining it to us. Aaron Rogan there on the William Hill fine of £19.2 million. And if you've been affected by anything you heard on that subject in my discussion with Aaron, you can go to rte.ie/helplines for further information. Now, next on the programme, driving testers are calling on all cars used in driving tests to have passed the NCT. But we're going to be hearing about other challenges too for those who are taking the test. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.